Look for partly cloudy skies here today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. An Atlantic woman was one of five people arrested on drug charges Wednesday in Red Oak. According to Red Oak Police, 19-year-old Jessica Moorhead of Atlantic was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, following an investigation into a separate incident. Officials with the Red Oak Police Department say officers arrived at 1660 East Summit Street and upon arrival smelled a strong odor of marijuana allegedly coming from an apartment. A search warrant led to the arrests of Moorhead and 19-year-old Timothy Jennings of Red Oak, who faces a possession of controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. 41-year-old Kevin Eugene Jennings of Red Oak was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. 37-year-old Anthony Dion Gregory of Red Oak, along with 19-year-old Timothy Gene Humphrey of Omaha, were charged with trespassing. News time is 7:07.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Firefighters from Atlantic and Marnie were called to the scene of what initially was reported to have been a structure fire in rural northwestern Cass County this morning. According to dispatch reports, there was a blaze in a barn of the Dale Larson property at 57384 Boston Road. However, an Iowa State Patrol trooper, who was one of the first to arrive on the scene, indicated it was merely a large round bale of hay that was smoldering and there was no structure fire. The call came in at around 6:40 a.m. Firefighters from Oakland and Carson were called to a fire near a building at the Northern Natural Gas Plant near Oakland yesterday, but there was never any danger to the public. Mike Leffler, media specialist with the gas company in Omaha, told KJAN News yesterday the fire had started around 10:15 a.m. on the plant's property, located on Highway 6, about 8 miles east of Oakland.
We have a contractor that was working, doing some hydrovac maintenance at the Oakland Compressor Station. There was a fire that ignited in the cab of our contractor's truck. That fire has been put out as of 10:45 this morning. There were no injuries. There was no damage to the Oakland Compressor Station. And obviously, with the extinguishment of the fire, there's no threat to public health or safety.
And authorities in Red Oak are investigating an attempted break-in the Montgomery County Emergency Management Office. Emergency Management Coordinator Brian Hammond told KJAN News the incident happened at his new office, located in the basement of the County Highland Annex Building in Red Oak, sometime between 5 p.m. Monday and 8 a.m. Tuesday.
The police chief was saying it looked like they used a large crowbar or something. They were able to break through both panes of glass, or like break through the second pane, and they were obviously using some pretty good force because there's glass shards everywhere, inside and outside, so they were definitely trying.
He says it's the first time he's aware of that someone has tried to break into the EMA office. Hammond wouldn't comment on what it is they were after, but there are various pieces of electronic equipment typically used for communications and data that were of value. And he says it's ridiculous that things like this happen.
It's frustrating. You know, people can just mind their own business and leave other people's things alone.
He said on top of the attempted break-in at his office, someone hacked into the iTunes account on his cell phone. An investigation into the break-in continues. And the Atlantic City Council on Wednesday, by a 6-1 vote, passed a resolution requesting the Iowa Department of Transportation to allow the city to convert 2nd Street from Buck Creek Road to Poplar Street from a 4-lane to 3-lane with the 2 travel lanes and a center turn lane, and a 5-foot bike lane on both sides. The idea is to have a safe route of travel for bicycling enthusiasts to get from downtown Atlantic to the Schulberg Recreation Area and an eventual connector to the T-Bone Trail. The original resolution had called for the conversion to include 2nd Street to Chestnut, but as Mayor Pro Tem Steve Livengood pointed out, it would be a loss of parking spaces on 2nd Street. and between Poplar and Chestnut. Councilman Sean Schaus said also that it wouldn't be possible to include the stretch of 2nd Street between Poplar and Chestnut because the road there is simply too narrow.
When you drive it, it's four lanes from Poplar up to Buck Creek Road. It is not four lane from Chestnut to Poplar. It's two lanes with parking along there, but the roadway is actually 4 feet narrower there. So I think we probably will have to end the bike lanes at Poplar Street. I wish there were a really good way to get from there on in without having to share with the roadway again. But if the bikers are kind of okay with that as a temporary deal until we decide how to get them on into Chestnut Street, I think that makes sense.
Schaus said the cost of restriping for the bike lanes and added signage to the proposed route is much lower than trying to pave gravel portions of road on alternate routes, which come through the industrial areas that are also less aesthetically attractive. City Administrator Doug Harris said another reason the resolution was changed to end the bike lanes at Poplar was because that's as far as Highway 83, which becomes 2nd Street in Atlantic, goes, and the only stretch of the road where permission is needed from the state to add bike lanes or to make other such changes. Nishna Valley Trails member Myra Kyle, who initiated the bike lanes discussion with City Administrator Doug Harris, said her intention was to find a way to bring the trail into Atlantic that would ultimately benefit the community.
Into Atlantic, as far as I've been concerned over the last 5 years, doesn't mean Schilberg Quarry. It means into the city proper of Atlantic, where you can get shopping, you can get food, you can find a bathroom, things like that. That's what we're looking at as a community, is to bring bikers into our community, not just to the edge of it. So my intent was to open that doorway for how are we going to get it from Schilberg into Atlantic, into the city.
She said the possibility for there to be on-the-ground visibility of progress being made on the trail is absolutely huge to the overall plan. City Administrator Doug Harris said he doesn't yet have an estimate on how much it would cost the city to pay for the striping and signage changes. But Ed Kyle, who's also with the Nishna Valley Trails Group, said they would be willing to put some skin in the game as far as helping to pay for the cost of the signs. But again, no dollar figure will be available until the actual costs become clearer. News time is 7:14.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In the funeral announcements, Helen Hennick, age 90, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Helen Hennick will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Alden Red Lorimore, age 93, a resident of the Winterset Care Center South, died Monday. Funeral services for Red Lorimore will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Isaac Ike Quintero, age 56, of Atlantic and formerly of Shelby, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ike Quintero will be held Friday at 7 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ronald Zeich, age 89, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. No services are planned. A visitation for Ronald Zeich will be held from 10 until 11 a.m. Saturday at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic with a family present. That's a check of the news brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.